surprised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio rains down on Vancouver, making everyone a little more wet. Teddy and E-Rock bundle up, get out the galoshes, and open up the umbrellas as they bring you songs for the rainy season. Plus, an interview with Jeff Gladstone from The Life, the studio series. Also, free prize giveaways. As always, upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Woo!
Thank you for coming in this miserable, miserable weather.
Wow, lots showed up.
Hello. Thank you.
Surprising.
You guys, we caught you off guard tonight.
Yep.
We used the old intro.
Aha.
They were still on it. They're a great audience.
Yeah, came back.
I think it's because the rain often brings some reflectiveness, so you know we wanted to play the old intro.
Yeah, it makes you think a lot about things. You know, you're inside a lot. So
thank you so much. Thank you guys. Thank you for coming out for another Cab Radio.
Either all that, right, or you play with yourself.
Settle down. Thank you so much.
Woo!
Tuning in this week. Thank you.
Hey.
All right. Have
like
a seat.
Your umbrella.
Have a seat.
It's nice.
Like we mentioned, that is the old intro. We thought we'd play it. You know, the rain is here. It definitely
is here. But not even the whole thing. We just wanted to play a portion of it.
And then go do the whole thing.
Yeah. So it was that was good.
It was totally on purpose. And it was totally because we wanted you to think back and remember. And that's sometimes what you do when you're in these long West Coast dreary nights of rain, because they just come at you.
They do come at you.
They come at you. Well,
whoa.
I mean,
whoa! Where'd the roof go?
They sometimes even come at you so much that you, no matter where you are, you can't protect yourself.
Man. How's
from
my hair?
The rain.
It's getting wet in here.
Oh, it's just some of those days in Vancouver. They last for weeks and weeks.
You know, I hear a lot of people saying that they really enjoy the rain. They like the rain. I used to as a child. I always thought my hair was, it's very fine hair. And when I'd walk around, I had longer hair and it would clump together. And I always thought it was like dreadlocks. And I really thought, whoa, watch that lightning. And yeah, I always enjoyed it. But now as I'm a bit older, you know, I'm impartial to it, I guess.
I still enjoy it. You know, obviously rain can be a bit much. A couple weeks of it in this sort of dreary, cold winter can really play on one's feelings. And we sort of revert. It's funny how we do things much the same. Where
thanks for fixing the roof. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have a little reprieve here.
But in the rain, in the rainy season, we have a lot of time to reflect. And there's also, you know, the sort of that natural inclination to huddle in, to hibernate, to eat a bit more food, to sort of stay in. I mean, it's dark at almost 4:30 now, so
it's weird.
You throw in that
I woke up spring at 4:15 today and it was already dark. I'm just kidding, I didn't wake up that late.
I used to do that a lot, actually.
Well, working nights.
It would just kill me. No, just from, well, yeah, working. Working nights. Working, that's right. Not anything else. Working nights. I used to, no.
What? I just
had a cold.
It's
I know.
The rain.
I used to sleep in, but it would kill me in the wintertime because I would never see the sun, so I would force myself to get up earlier in the winter because I needed those, at least
the moments of daylight.
Not even sun, but daylight. You need the daylight to.
Well, you can get lamps, I guess, that have like the UAV, you know.
UV rays.
UV, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Paul Anthony's Talent Time does that.
Well, that's right.
For their shows.
Yes. They shine out at you.
Yeah, I'm supposed to make you feel better. But those also cost
more energy.
Those also cost a lot of money, so.
Yes.
So it's not always the best option for a lot of us. Most of us just suffer through it. Suffer through the rain. And tonight we're going to suffer through
rain.
Some happy songs, some sad songs, some funky songs. But all about the glorious weather of rain. Because like it or not, we live on the West Coast and the rain coast and the rainforest. And if we didn't have all this rain, we wouldn't have the beauty of the beautiful summers that we
That's
have.
True.
So we shouldn't complain as much. Just embrace the weather. So we're going to get back in. We're not going to get back into. We're going to start some music here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo.
Tonight's show all about the rain. And if you're from Vancouver, have lived here long enough, then you understand that rain plays a large part in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Very large.
Be back after this.
Huge.
Enjoy the rain.
You're gone. Deep inside it hurts. I'm just another sad guest on this dark earth. I wanna believe in the mercy of the world again. Make it rain. Make it rain. Night's too quiet. Stretched out alone. I need the whip of thunder. And the wind's dark moan. I'm not able. I'm just came. Open up the heavens. Make it rain. I'm close to heaven. Crushed at the gate. Sharpen their knives on my mistakes. What she done? You can't give it a name. You gotta just make it rain. Make it rain, yeah.
December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lionize and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue. All because
cause my heart still remembers you. People come to window, they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met. Knowing things could change, somehow I can't forget.
Just walking in the rain, walking in the rain, walking in the rain, just walking in the rain all day.
People come to their window,
walking.
They always walking. Stare at me,
walking. Walking.
They're shaking walking. Their heads in sorrow,
walking.
Saying, who can that fool be?
Now who can he be?
Just walking.
Back here live in the studio.
Oh, ow, man, that roof again.
That was Johnny Ray with his hit Walking in the Rain. Before that, we heard the Gastown Royals with their song Stuck in the Rain. And we started that set off with Tom Waits' Make It Rain. It's all about the rain tonight.
You guys okay up there?
Here in Vancouver, it's been raining what seems to be... for the last couple weeks, and
it's
cold and wintry and sort of that misery rain.
It brings people, like we said, to a different mood. And
the one of the good things I like about rain, though, is that people tend to go out to shows and to concerts. They want to sort of go
be
out
inside,
be a part of something, and you can't be a part of something really outside, so it forces people to
unless a rain dance, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It could be the rain dance.
There could. I wonder if they have many. Oh,
thank you.
Hey, those elves are awesome.
They are good.
I don't know. Well, maybe I just stick around. We might not be able to pay you, but we'll do something. Or at least I will.
You were listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. That's where you can find all our information as well, including our past podcast. This is our rain, Vancouver. What'd you dub it, E-Rock?
Cab Radio Rains on Vancouver.
Cab Radio Rains on Vancouver show. Mm-hmm. Songs about rain. We're also going to be talking with Jeff Gladstone. He's part of The Life Game, the studio series. It's an interesting event where they take different guests each month and sort of find out all this information about their lives and then turn it into an improv theater piece. So a friend of the show and a friend of ours, David Kerr, is going to be the guest this coming month, Sunday, December 4th. So that should be interesting. We're going to talk to Jeff, find out all the bits and pieces, all the nuts and bolts. Because I don't really know. It sounds really interesting, though.
It does, yeah. It's really neat. Cool idea.
Oh, we also have some tickets to give away. So,
Ooh. Look, last week, the fun drive, I didn't get to win anything.
And you still can't this week either. Every week, you just should remember that every week you can't win.
Yeah, well...
It's just the way it is, E-Rock. But you can win at home, and the number you want to call when we give the cue to call to win tickets to Die Hard.
Ooh.
The movie at the Rio Theater. It's the Christmas season at the Rio Theater. Christmas in the movies of all the movies that are there this month. Mm-hmm. Of course, Die Hard has Christmas as a big theme in it. So the number you'll want to call is 604-UBC-CITR. Yeah, that's the number. UBC-CITR. We're going to get Jeff Gladstone of the Life Game on the phone. But first, we're going to listen to some more music while we set all that up and come back here for some more rainy topics.
Hey, do you think Jeff is related to Joey?
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew, she could make me happy. She can make me very happy. Flowers everywhere. I love the flowers. I love the flowers. She said, I love the flowers. She seems so sweet and nice. She crept into my
mama, thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fun Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
When it lights up the sky, you know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my legs, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away, I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Put your song in this heart of mine, put your smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Showers wash all my casual.
wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Ooh, I love a rainy night.
You know I do.
Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Well, I love a rainy night.
And I love you too.
Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night.
It's raining out here, too.
As a matter of fact, it was raining all over the 100-acre wood. There was a thunderstorm on page 71. 3, there was a bit of a cloudburst. It rained, and it rained, and it rained.
The rain came down, 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 in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into Piglet's. Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright, and so in desperation a message he did write.
Help, Piglet, me.
He placed it in a bottle and it blew it out of sight.
And the rain came down, 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 so Piglet started bailing. He was unaware atop his chair while bailing he was sailing.
And the rain came down, 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 and the flood rose up, up, up.
Poochoo was caught, and so he thought,
I must rescue my supper.
10 honey pots he rescued, enough to see him through. As he sopped up his supper, the river sopped up poo.
And the water twirled and tossed him in a honey pot.
Rain came down, 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 when the rain came down, down, down. Oh, yes. Just a little taste of CCR.
Things to come.
Things to come here on The Rain Show, here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. And then we're currently experiencing a few technical difficulties with our first guest, so we're gonna soldier on and
soldier through.
My name is Teddy. This is E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh.
Now here at CITR, we just recently had our fun drive.
Mm. And fun it was.
We had a really fun show. E-Rock and myself here on Cab Radio. We did the all night show. We went from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. the following morning. That was eight.
It's like
14 full
hours. 8 hours
of Cab Radio.
It was unbelievable.
You should do your math before you talk.
I made coffee that turned out to be mud.
It was a really fun experience. We had Michael Fraser and his violin playing some DJ violin sets, and we also had Sean Plumridge.
So you picked the playlist.
He was doing a You Pick the Playlist during that, and it was the comedy hour, and also
funny stuff.
Special dedication to Randy Ponzio
mm-hmm.
At the end of that set as well. Now, if you want to check out our podcast...
Or me.
You can go to CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C. We're there, right there, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Or in the iTunes store, just search CITR-Cab Radio. We are free, and we will be dropped into your box every week that we do a show.
Physically will be dropped into your box.
E-Rock will physically be shuttled to every box through the internet. Speaking of the fund drive, I wanted to thank all our our donors.
Mm-hmm.
CITR's goal of 35,000 was not quite reached, but we got a lot, and we wanted to thank all of the people from CITR land for donating their money, and particular some people that donated to Cab Radio as well.
And do remember that we push for this week, but you can donate all year round.
There is a donate money button.
Which helps.
Yeah, CITR.ca.
Every bit. So if you feel like giving money in 6 months, maybe you didn't have any right now, you know, come on back and help support this local, this independent radio that allows a show like us to be on.
Now, speaking of donations, it leads us into our next segment.
Donations, donations, donations.
We are going to get to upcoming events, and hopefully our guest, Jeff Gladstone of The Life Game as well. We're just waiting on his phone call. But we're going to bump up one of our segments a little bit and play it now. And this has to do with all about the Fun Drive people. So it's time for a Cab Radio dedication.
Yes, I'd like it if you could please play something.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
Please play our song.
No, it's my song.
No, mine.
Play both our songs.
Play them.
It's now time for Cab Radio Dedications. This song goes out to you.
Well, this dedication is going out to all of our listeners and all our supporters and all our Fun Drive people who donated money. We could not make a station happen like CITR without your help. And here at Cab Radio, we love our callers. We get a core group of people, and we encourage people to phone in and chat with us during the breaks. We enjoy it very much. We also enjoy when... people that phone in also have ways to contribute to the show. They have a song they want to hear, or something that fits into the theme that maybe we didn't think of. And, you know, we're busy guys, so it's nice when people call in and contribute to Cab Radio, because we really do enjoy that. So
yeah.
If you ever want to phone in, you know the number.
And you can talk to me.
But one of our phone-in guys and listeners, and also he just phoned in a little bit earlier.
We get girls,
said
too.
That he donated some money to the fund drive.
Yes.
So we want to thank
Jackson
for that. And he actually is one of our guys that phones in and sort of suggests songs. Now, this song is actually suggested by him. I'm not sure if he knew I was going to find this version, but it's a full live version at the Fillmore in East New York City in 1970. And... it's Eric and Derek and the Dominoes, and
I like Eric.
Yeah, you like Eric, and it's actually an 18-minute song. So we're gonna get into this. We're gonna dedicate this big long badass song,
yeah.
Not only to Jackson but to everyone else that donated, and just a way to sit back, relax, and enjoy a station that where we can play an 18-and-a-half-minute song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
there's not many spots you can do that.
You cannot do that on major radio. They will make you cut that song.
But yes.
Not tonight.
So many bands these days have to make short songs because they will not be able to be played on radio.
They'll be edited or cut. It's true. So this going out to all our fans. This Cab Radio dedication to all our fans, all our listeners, and Jackson, especially to you. Here's Derek and the Dominoes, Let It Rain, here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're beautiful. You're too nice. Thank you very much.
I was a prisoner. I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. More cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Radio audience.
We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really pissed off, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
This is upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, well, we're going to start off this week of Wednesday, November 30th, with a show on Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. It is the Pump Trolley Review with special guests Dave Shumka and Graham Clark. The Pump Trolley is on their way to Chicago, as they've been entered into the Chicago Sketch Fest in January. And in anticipation of this, they are launching their brand new review in Vancouver as sort of a way to, you know, to have some fun, work some kinks out, put on a good show, and get all prepped for
nice.
Chicago Sketch Fest.
And if you don't know Graham Clark, he got second in podcasts in front of us.
He did, yes. Graham Clark's
Stop podcasting yourself.
It was second place in the Georgia Strait. We got third.
Right.
We're coming for you next year,
We'll
Graham.
Still promote you.
Mm-hmm. Check out the Pump Trolley Review with special guests Dave Shumka and Graham Clark. That is going to be this Thursday, and it's going to be at the China Cloud, 524 Main Street. That is the China Cloud, 524 Main Street. It's actually going to be two nights.
Ooh.
I'm just sort of pumping it as Thursdays because I do have a Fridays. But Thursday, December 1st, and Friday, December 2nd. Again, the Pump Trolley Review. This Thursday and Friday at the China Cloud on Main Street. Moving over to Friday night at midnight, it is Die Hard at the Rio Theater. Die Hard is the very first movie of the December season for the Rio Theater. They have five Fridays. And as you know, or as you may not know, every Friday, midnight show at the Rio Theater. Doors at 11:30. Show, prizes, host. This week, I'm actually hosting it as well. So I'm going to be giving away some prizes. There might be some costume stuff. It's Die Hard at the Rio Theater. Doors 11:30. Show at midnight. The Rio Theater is just beside the Broadway and Commercial SkyTrain station.
My name's John McClane.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! I said that a bit gangster. Moving over to Sunday night, it is, and every Sunday night, it's Kitty Night's second annual Krampus show at the Biltmore. You better watch out. You better not cry.
You say
better not,
Krampus?
Yeah, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Because in an ancient sort of, you know, there used to be Santa Claus, of course. There's still Santa Claus.
Used to be.
But
don't you go.
don't go there, Teddy.
Wow. Wow.
But there used to be another character as well. I mean, another real thing. called Krampus, and it was a sort of an evil version of Santa. So if you were bad,
I always thought that was the Grinch.
To come around and like, well, that's I think probably what the Grinch was based off of.
Oh, okay,
but it was like this evil sort of mean spirited. He used to beat kids with sticks.
Ooh, I like that.
So if you were bad, you got beaten with the Krampus stick.
Watch out, kids! E-Rock's coming with the Krampus stick.
And that's gonna be Little Miss Risk, Villainy Loveless, Spooksy Daloon, Gracious Free, Burgundy Bricks, Professor, and me, DJ Teddy Smooth. That is Sunday at the Biltmore. That is Kitty Nights. It's our second annual Krampus show, so it should be a good one as well.
Wow, I just pulled up a picture of Krampus here. He is very devilish looking. Very much so. Yeah, wow. He is not like Santa, although he does have a beard of sorts.
That is a good description.
Wow.
I like that.
Check him out. He that is a...
Look it up. K-R-A-M-P-U-S. Krampus. A lot of people haven't heard of it. It's.
I would not like to meet him in a dark alley.
You would not want to be a bad kid with Krampus. No, you would not. We're going to get into some music and just one song, and then we're going to actually come back. We got a hold of Jeff Gladstone of The Life Game. We're going to chat with him about The Life Game right after we come back here on Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy. That is E-Rock way over there. Way, way over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we'll be back with Jeff Gladstone of The Life Game right after this.
Frightening children with rusty chains and bells.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny.
Otis Redding with I Can See Clearly Now That The Rain Is Gone. The rain is not gone. It's not. It's still here, E-Rock.
How do you know? We haven't been outside in a while.
God damn it, that roof!
You had to mention that we hadn't been outside.
Hey! Maybe try some screws instead of nails, buddy.
It's getting a bit tiresome, actually. I got to agree. The first couple times it happened,
don't give me the finger.
I guess that's what happens sometimes when you don't get as much money for the fun drive. Is some things just don't get fixed.
Construction people are so rude.
You would know. You used to be in construction.
Teddy, now...
So you were one of those guys.
What do you mean? To the world, I have been a DJ, a radio host for my life. It's what I was born to be.
No, what do you mean, one of those guys?
I was one of those guys. That's actually why I got out of it.
Some of the weather. The weather must have been tough to do jobs.
It was. I got some pretty good rain gear, though. Great rain gear. And, yeah. So, I stayed dry.
All right. I think they got it.
Sorry. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you. Life for you, building those houses must have been kind of tough sometimes in that kind of weather.
There was some the gloves mornings.
And you're hammering and it's out there and you're freezing.
A lot of mornings when you get up and you look outside and it's pouring rain and you've got to go and put the exterior of a house on around mud. There were some times when there was just no landscaping that had been done yet. It was all muddy. And you're out there, and it's pouring rain, and there's no gutters yet, because you're putting up the fascia boards and all the random things that you got to put up before those go up, so everything's dripping right on you. But, you know.
That does not sound like fun.
You know, it wasn't. But if you had a good crew, it was fun, and I had a good crew, so we made the best of it, and you can make some decent coin doing it. If you're
some decent coin,
if you're good at it,
some cashola,
which is a good payola. Thing. The payola, yes,
that's sweet. Now, sometimes like that, life sucks. I bet on some of those sunny, nice days, life was good up there. You know, you're up there with your pals. It's nice weather.
Oh yeah, fresh sit on the air. Roof and have lunch up there.
And that's just life, buddy.
It is.
I'm just telling you, that's life. That's just the way that life works, which is perfect because it leads into our very first guest of the evening. We're going to be talking about life. I'd like to welcome Jeff Gladstone to the program. Hello.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Beautiful. Even doing in the great. Rain? In the rain, you're doing fantastic. We'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I'm inside from the rain, yeah.
How are you in the rainy season? What kind of person are you? Do you hibernate a bit more, or do you get out to more shows, or how do you take the rainy season?
Well, let me see. I would say I definitely hibernate like quite a bit more, but I try to get out at nighttime.
You got to a little bit. It almost sort of makes you a bit squirrely, a bit stir crazy.
Exactly. But if you can go inside to a warm place, then you're all good, you know?
A couple warm drinks or cold drinks and a warm... Oh, porn?
Oh,
hot
what?
Toddy.
Hot toddy, yeah. A hot toddy.
And some porn.
A hot toddy at the Biltmore.
That's a good average Friday night for me.
Now, we're here to talk about the life game. Now, this just started up sort of again last month, correct?
Yeah, we've started monthly shows at a studio on Granville Island. But we've been working on it for about 2 years.
But I thought there was a break of some kind, and no?
We did a one-off last October.
Right.
So that was a year ago.
And is this going to be a monthly thing?
Yeah, we're doing it monthly. We actually are set up to do a run in May as well for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
so
wow.
So
it goes every night?
So it'll go every night in May, yeah.
Now, in case I gave a little bit of a description earlier, but why don't you tell us what the Life Game, the studio series is?
Well, it's an improv show where we have an interviewer and a guest, and the interviewer just asks them questions about their life, starting about their where they grew up and their family and different things, challenges, heartbreaks, evils, triumphs, you know, from their life. And there's a director and improvisers who improvise scenes like inspired by them and kind of showing the repercussions of those things.
Now, how do you acquire the people to interview?
We basically just put the call out and just try to keep an eye out for people who seem like they've lived a reasonable length of life, they've had some interesting stories happen, and that they'd be comfortable on stage, you know, sharing some intimate stories.
Yeah, you must, at least for improv and sort of making it a bit more exciting, you want someone who can share a few stories and to be a bit
open
and charismatic on the stage, yeah?
Exactly.
Have you ever had any guests where you thought maybe, but once they got on stage, you don't have to name any names or anything, but has there been any where it's been really hard to draw stuff and therefore the sort of improv has been a bit suspect at
times? Absolutely, absolutely. Oh my God, a legendary one, actually. We had a lady who just, none of us knew her, and she was recommended by a friend, and she was really nice and had a really fascinating life. But when it came to the stage, we'd ask her any questions. You know, who was your first love? She'd say, I'll take a pass.
What?
Okay, you know, where'd you go to school? Pass.
Really? To where you
like
went to school?
So much? Pass. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. That could make things hard in your side of the show.
No, obviously you have to meet up with people beforehand, right, to sort of set that up. Was there any indication she was going to be like that, or...?
No, not at all, actually. We heard, like, some really fascinating stuff that had happened to her, but I think sometimes people, like, I think she maybe expected it was supposed to be mostly a comedy show, and so she didn't want to say anything that was too personal.
Right, because a lot of people have the impression that improv means comedy, but it doesn't always.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when it's great, it is, but you can also have some really touching, beautiful moments, and this is the show where it happens, for sure. Because you also see the person's reaction as they're seeing these scenes played out from their life, and their reactions is as strong as anything. You know?
Who do you have for this Sunday, December 4th at Studio 1398? Is that the name of the studio?
That's the name of the studio. It used to be called the Playwrights Theater Center.
Okay, and it's this Sunday, December 4th. Who's your guest, and how did you get them for this one?
Well, he's a guy that some of us know through the theater community. He's a technical director for the Push Festival and the Children's Festival. Mm-hmm. And his name's David Kerr, but he goes by DK.
DK, yes.
We know him well.
You know him?
We know him well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. DK's a great guy.
That's
going to
be a good show.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good one because he's a pretty fascinating guy.
He really is.
He's got a lot of stories, and he's very personable, and I think it will probably transfer well to the stage.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it, yeah.
Now, is it totally, are you telling me it's totally improv? You don't meet up ever before and discuss any of it? Or is it you learn these facts, like, right in that moment and go with it?
Yeah, we learn them right in the moment and go with it. We have a director that is, like, listening to the, oh, hilarious, who's listening to the, oh, that's my back alley. my cab's here. Yeah, the director is listening to the interview, and then they are just looking for stories and looking for that inspirational moment to just, like, put scenes up. So a lot of that's on their shoulders. But
so now do you guys take the idea, the one, you ask them a question, they give you something, and then you start the scene, and do you kind of take it on a bit of a ride and kind of play it out as how you think it would be? You don't get the whole story from them.
Exactly. Well,
so you kind of go at in chunks of a time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we pretty much start with childhood and get older as we go.
But do you take breaks where you come back and interview more, or do you get the whole story in one go and then do the whole thing?
We go back and forth from the scenes in the interview for the whole show.
Oh, cool. That'll make it very interesting to see how your guest or your interviewee reacts to how is
if it gets worse or a lot better, maybe opens up or it starts to close down a little.
Yeah, well, that happens too, right? So the interviewer's there just to go make them feel comfortable and also keep throwing curveballs, you know?
Neat.
We have to get back into the show, but we wanted to close with thank you for that. Just give us the rundown of where and what's going on here with the Life Game.
So tickets are at $20 at the door. And we also do a group rate for students and stuff. If you email us at lifegameco@gmail.com. The tickets tonight in advance, and it's the Studio 1398 on Sunday at 8 o'clock, and there's a bar and food there as well.
Perfect. That is the Life Game Studio Series with their guest, David Kerr, a.k.a. DK, a very charismatic, funny guy. We know him well here on Cab Radio, and that's going to be a great show. We have Jeff Gladstone online. Thank you so much, Jeff, for phoning in tonight and telling us about this new fun thing in Vancouver, and it's going to be going on monthly, you said, right?
Yep, monthly through the winter.
And where can they find out about it?
The Life Game Vancouver www.thedeadcasetsong.com is our website, and all the dates will be up there.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Have a great show on Sunday. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah, enjoy the live game.
All right, enjoy the show.
Stay happy in the rain.
Yeah, I'll try.
Bye. Jeff Gladstone there with the live game. Check it out Sunday at 8 o'clock. Check it out on Facebook, the Life Game Studio Series. Much more Cab Radio to get to, but I believe we're going to get into another song, E-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Something you've delved into the world of the internet research songs, and this is what you've come up with.
This California Dew is just a little heavier than usual tonight.
Really? From where I stand, the sun is shining all over the place.
Sunshine in your shiny day. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the
singing in the rain.
Listen. Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
That is The Voodoo Organist with It's Raining Again off his album The Serpent Dance. Before that, we had Gene Kelly singing in the rain right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, this is getting stupid, guys. Figure it out. Use some glue or something.
I have my computer here. I don't know much Spence more of this it can take. I mean, apples are tough, but I don't know how much more my computer can take with this rain that's flowing in right now.
This is redonkulous.
We don't actually use
that word often.
We might actually have to go.
I think so.
It's been so bad, it doesn't look like it'll ever stop tonight anymore. I don't think they can do much more work here out at UBC CITR. So we might as well just go.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford to have our equipment damaged. So we're going to end this rain show a little prematurely, unfortunately. If you do like our podcast, make sure you go on to CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C. We're right there, under Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth.
Down here?
You can also find us in the iTunes store. All you gotta do is search.
You had it good.
You just search CITR-Cab Radio. You can find all our podcasts, including this one tomorrow morning. Here, it's the rain show. My name's Teddy. That's E-Rock over there.
Yo. I gotta get up there and show them how to fix.
Yeah, we'll leave you with a couple more songs. But we gotta get out of here. Our equipment's getting damaged, and this rain's just too much here in Vancouver.
So. Got an electric shock.
We're gonna take you out, or we're gonna take you out on another rain song. Make sure you stick around for Cab Radio After Dark. We have actually K-Tel. He's got his Rainy Day Blues podcast. So that's gonna be fun. But that's it for me and E-Rock tonight. Mm. We'll see you next week for another Cab Radio Tuesday nights. CITR 101.9 FM. Good night, E-Rock.
Yeah. Night. Stay dry.
Music on it.
Soon. You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.